what it do with the business is.
Welcome back, Mace Voice. What it doing, man? The On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Find me on all things social media, Animal_Brown.
Yes, yes, yes. I am the same thing. I am Spike Lou on all those things as well. If you are looking for me, and if that did not confuse you.
For sure.
What up, though, man? We do the latest and greatest in hip-hop every week.
Absolutely.
What you had shaking for this weekend?
Man, I was moving and grooving this weekend in the city.
You was rode moving around. And grooving. I in was. What city? Atlanta?
ATL, shout it. I did a little bit of everything over the weekend. Nothing too crazy. A little bit of everything, a little bit of nothing. What I watch? I watched something that was good as fuck, though. I watched Patriots Day. Shout out to the Fire Stick.
Patriots Day was good?
Patriots Day was good as fuck.
Shout out to the Amazon Fire Stick, dude.
That shit crashed.
That shit underrated, dude.
It's really the GOAT.
That shit really underrated, dog.
On the low.
I got to get back on that. I watched Noisy this weekend again.
You and these goddamn Noises.
Yeah, man, this shit fire. It's slick, some of the best shit on TV. This was the Paris, France joint.
Okay.
When I tell you them young niggas is savages.
Was this in English or was this in French?
I don't know what they were speaking. I don't know what that was, nigga. It was savage. They were speaking savage, nigga. Them young niggas is dogs. Please go look at that. I was looking at that in amazement, dude.
You might be gassing it.
No, I ain't even gassing it, though. Like, I ain't necessarily saying it was the best music or it was the best story.
Okay.
Because I done watched a lot of Noisy and Viceland. Shout out to them. They doing a hell of a job over there. But what I am saying is I did not expect this from Paris, France. You know what I'm saying? You see the Eiffel Tower. You see this and you see that. And it ain't what you expect. And when they hit you with the, nigga, they had Afro trap rap, dude.
I don't know if I want to hear that. I'm gonna be honest.
To be honest, you want to hear that
Afro trap?
They shaking it.
Oh man,
y'all go check out that Noisy Paris, France, man. But look though, also on the network, it wasn't no sport this weekend going on, but we still hit y'all over the head with the Full Sport Press Network. J Hove, Coach Locke, How Weezy on the boards.
I see you guys, man. They latest episode is up. Super Bowl 51 preview. Of course, that's every Monday you get your sports fix.
Who you got?
Brady. Brady gonna pull this one out again.
Belichick. Give me just to see what it's like down here in the A with a Falcons Super Bowl win. I'm gonna put my faith in Matt Ryan this weekend.
It's gonna be Freak Nick 2017. That's what
it's gonna be. Go down.
Woo!
I want to see what that look like if the Falcons win the Super Bowl. I ain't gonna lie,
man. Magic City gonna be shaking.
Listen to me, Jesus.
Other shows on the network, of course, the Ladies Room.
Yeah.
Shout out Rizzo. Shout out Anne Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Their latest joint is up. New Year, New Me. New Year, New You. Go check that out. Also Fresh for Dummies, me and the homie J Hove.
Of course.
Getting everybody on their fresh shit, man. Check out the latest episode, 2016 Fresh Awards.
Yeah, too.
New episode around the corner.
I should have won one of them awards.
Yeah. Slowest.
Freshest nigga living. Slickly freshest nigga living.
We got a big boy episode coming up, man. We taking it back, jumping in the time machine. We gonna go back to the Rap City days, man. Picking out our favorite freestyles.
Y'all remember Rap City?
Absolutely. But first, like we do every week, checking out the latest topics. Let me tell you what jumped out to the kid,
man. Let's get to these quick hits. What jumped out to the kid?
My guys, the Migos, they on fire right now.
Hey,
riding high off their new Culture album that dropped on Friday. Their platinum single is Bad and Bougie.
Dope and the Uzi.
Absolutely, man. Their stock is continuing to rise so much that someone started a petition to have them perform at the halftime show of this Super Bowl instead of Lady Gaga.
Of course.
Now, obviously, it's too late in the game for any changes, being that it's 4 days away.
Listen.
But what if a rapper could do it? Who would do it? Rap or rappers?
If Trump can be president, Migos can perform at the halftime show.
Now, you have a point there.
That is a fact. But other than Migos, I would say,
realistically, don't give me no bullshit.
Kendrick Lamar.
I just said, don't give me no bullshit.
How's that bullshit?
What he gonna perform, dude?
Right now, or if Trump gonna be president for 4 more years, nigga, we gonna be all right. Kendrick gotta let everybody know at the Super Bowl at that point in time. Everybody watching, look, man, we gonna be all right.
Are we?
I don't know, but Kendrick at least got to sell the dream. We at least need Kendrick for that. True. He at least got to be able to do that. So we going to be all right, Kendrick. I'll take that as a Super Bowl performance. I ain't got no second place, dog.
I would say, first off, shout out to the dude who started this petition, Justin G from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. It's already got north of 20,000 signatures.
You need more than that.
I agree.
Y'all go to the petition sign. Get the Migos at the halftime.
But I will say this, though. I wouldn't say right now, but in about 2 years, though, the sixth guy going to be on that Super Bowl stage. You can believe that.
I think Drake done turned. Like I said, when we was talking about the Nelly and Drake thing, I think Drake done turned down it. He didn't turn down a Super Bowl performance, man.
Nah.
He too busy.
Nah.
Drake ain't, like, do you think Drake want to do the Super Bowl performance this year right now?
They wouldn't get him. They don't get people in their prime, though.
No.
They don't do that.
After their prime.
They get them a little bit after their prime. Mm. Just a little bit. Lady Gaga biggest. Her best days are behind her.
They got like 7 years for Drake going to be on that end.
Yeah, okay, maybe it is seven then, but in two he could. Mm. He'll have enough hits under his belt to hold down a Dolo halftime show.
That's a fact.
Telling you. Anybody else? Like, no other rappers? What if it's like a medley of like four or five different ones?
Nah, we ain't doing Snoop. No medley joints. If it was in New York and we had Jay doing the New York joint, that would work.
Jay would have to have Beyonce with him. Unfortunately, I hate to say that, but it's a fact.
She sang in Alicia Keys' part. That's a fact.
That's true. That's true. Could Eminem do it?
Nah, what Eminem got? What he got?
What does Eminem got?
I mean, give me a halftime.
Hi, my name is
a halftime Super Bowl song. Nobody don't want to hear that.
Oh shit!
What about Wayne?
Now, what did he got? You gonna do Lollipop?
Mm.
Come on, you gotta think of commercial hits. Or you gotta have commercial hits. Of course, Wayne got a nice resume. He ain't finna get on there and do no squad mixtape shit. That's not gonna make sense.
That's true.
Who doing the national anthem, though? Who should do the national
anthem? A national anthem? I ain't even got nobody for that.
R. Kelly, for sure.
No way. That's too disgusting. We don't even want to get into how disgusting that is.
R. Kelly shouldn't do it. He don't earn that. TP2 is the shit. That alone should get you a national anthem at the Super Bowl.
That alone should get you off of all of the charges that you were accused of. That's all. TP2 got him off of all of that. Dude. That's it. Shout out to TP2 for that.
I believe I can fly. He might do a halftime performance.
No.
He got enough hits?
No.
I believe I can fly?
Man, NFL
with the Falcons in the Super Bowl?
NFL, they might as well have Sam Jackson out there for 30 minutes.
Just
saying, rise up, dude. Rise up for 30 minutes, dude. Just rise up, dude. They'll do that before they got R. Kelly out there. I promise you that.
Nigga, y'all gonna show the Pied Piper more respect down here.
The Pied Piper.
Ain't that what he calls?
The Three-Eyed Bandit.
The Pied Piper of R&B. Show him some respect.
The third eye's yellow.
I'm gonna keep it A-Town, man. Gucci Mane. Yo, boy.
Yup.
Some people were hot at the East Atlanta Center about a week ago.
Some people's a stretch.
A 16-year-old Army vet claims that during the Falcons-Packers game, Gucci... 16-year Army vet claims during the Falcons-Packers game, Gucci and his fiance came down to their seats accompanied with an usher and kicked him and his mom out of their seats. Now, the veteran went to go get a manager, showed them their tickets, and then they went back down and got their seats back from Gucci and his fiance. Mm-hmm. Now, he said Gucci was super cool about it, but the wifey was slick hot. Are people making too big a deal of this?
I haven't seen it a lot of places, so I don't think people trying to shit on Gucci foot. It's been everywhere?
Man, all I see is Gucci Man kicks Army vet out of the scene. See, that's the headline.
Now, my problem with that is the Army veteran even talking to TMZ. Like, bro, if the usher came down to you and told you to get out of your seat because they had tickets or whatever it may be to show that they were supposed to be there, then that ain't Gucci Man's fault. That's the usher fault.
Right.
That's the Falcons fault. That's the Georgia Dome fault. Whoever that got to do with, it ain't got nothing to do with Gucci. So for you to talk to them and be like, oh, Gucci Man, it's the one that came and got me out of my seat, I feel like you fishing, bruh.
Of course.
You're fishing. Yep. And I don't like that. I don't like that you had to fish for your little 15 minutes, your little 12 seconds of fame. I don't like that.
Yeah, he's definitely fishing. And he was being honored amongst other members of the service during that halftime and all of that shit. But, dude, The usher. The niggas need to be, people need to be hired at the usher.
Right.
You got one job, dude.
Bruh, just send me to my seat, dude.
Get me to my correct seat and don't make me look an ass. Dude. You got the fucking people coming back down, getting the seat that I just took because I thought it was mine. You got me looking crazy, looking like I'm out here taking niggas' seats and shit.
Some disabled army vet in my seat, dude. Nah, right. I don't know if he's disabled, though, but some motherfucker in my seat, I ain't got nothing to do with that he went and won and fought a war.
Right.
I don't know. I'm Gucci. I'm coming to the game. I'm supporting the Falcons, dude. That's all I'm doing, dude.
But they did say he was cool. They said Gucci didn't have no problem. He was like, oh, shit, okay, cool.
I understand that. But I still, I put the blame on dude, though. Like, don't go talk to TMZ.
Oh, you talking about the
Army? But don't do all that, bro. Like, you ain't got to do all that, dude. Like, it was over and done with you. Got your seat back. You went and got a manager. It was over. Leave it be. TMZ want to come yell at you? Nah, I'm good. Everything got situated. We good.
Yeah.
Stop it, bro.
Yeah, you're doing too much. Take the get the selfie 15 minute here, Facebook man. Live camera. Turn that shit off.
Yeah, take a little picture or something with Gucci, man.
And call
get
it
some
a
likes.
Day.
Get some likes on your page, dude.
Get you a little autograph. Get you a little selfie. I'm saying you could have took a picture with Gucci. It'd been all good. You'd been cool again with your little kids and shit.
She's talking to TMZ for.
Now you tripping. Let's take it up top, man. Jersey. Fetty Wap. After a massive 2015, man, Fetty Wap has been relatively quiet since. But with a new single featuring Nicki Minaj and his sophomore album, King Zoo, whatever the fuck that means, on the way, Fetty is stepping back out there. Now, he recently revealed how he kept his money up while he was low. Apparently, he's been heavy into the stock market, claiming that his business manager helped him turn $1.3 million into $20 million in 1 year.
Work, Fetty.
One, do we believe that? And two, does this make you look at him different?
Do I believe it? I mean, I hope he ain't got a reason to lie in today's age. I mean, because we can find out.
Right.
Fetty Wap going to be on Forbes list, so he going to be somewhere listed as one of the young moguls up and coming in today's society if this is true. So if I'm buying,
okay.
I ain't going to lie, I'm in. I ain't got no reason to hate on Fetty Wap. And I think it's a good thing to say nowadays to the young generation to let them know I ain't out here popping just pills. I ain't out here just partying, though that is a part of what I do.
Right.
There's another facet of it. There's a whole nother thing that I got going on, and I'm making plenty money doing so. And I feel like him floating it out there, that's great. That's
right.
Great for Fetty Wap. It's great for the people that listen to him. I feel like he need to let them know that, especially during this time period when you got to pull your bootstraps up and it's time to go.
Clearly.
He letting them know that.
Listen, number one, do I believe it? I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to expect turning 1.3 into 20 million in a year, though.
That's big.
Who is your business manager, dude?
I need
fucking
him.
Warren Buffett. Like, who is this nigga?
I need him tomorrow.
Everybody needs him. He got the cheat code.
Call him tomorrow.
How? How did he do that, Sway?
I just want 2 or 3 seconds with you, my guy.
Dude, 5 minutes, bro. Like, man, people are looking for that level of growth, dude, in a fucking year.
That's a fact.
So, but I will say this, though. I'm glad he said it. He can make stocks and shit look cool. Like, I slick be the rap nigga in the stocks now. Make that shit cool. Because you remember, the same way Slim Thug on Instagram, he talking about buying back the block. He making buying the block look cool. Like, yeah, we need more niggas that make shit look cool and not just, like, the drugs and shit. Okay, the kicking that you partying, you making it rain. Okay, that's cool. But then also, nigga, I got my stock game up. I got my investments up. And I'm buying back the block, nigga. This shit cool, too.
But is that boring, though? I mean, but...
Getting money is never boring.
No, getting money is not boring. But what you just said about Slim Thug or whatever it may be, me and you buying in the Fetty Wap, a lot of niggas not going to buy into that. Because they're going to be like, man, this nigga some slaw. He can't rap. This and that. And bringing all of the other factors into it that ain't got shit to do with it. As opposed to him making money.
Right.
Just like what you said with Slim Thug. Slim Thug ain't looked at as a superstar in the game. But you go to his Instagram. You listen to what he's saying. He's saying stuff that people should be saying that are in the mainstream. Do that take away from, like, how that factor in as far as you as a fan?
I mean, see, this is the beauty of all of this. Slim Thug has X amount of fans over here.
Right.
Fetty Wap has X amount of fans over here. You're going to have to divide and conquer. We got to take it one person at a time.
That's
so you take your fans and put your fans onto the stocks. You take your fan Slim Thug, put them on buying back the block, and then whoever else want to step up to the plate, whether you're an A-lister, B-lister, C-lister, whatever it is, you put your fans on something else and we all eat because we can all get money, yeah. B.
See, what happened is niggas start feeling the pressure because they fans going to be like, man, why you didn't tell me what Slim Thug was telling his homeboys?
Right.
Like, now why Slim you, Thug got these like fans. Drake, why was you dressed jet? Well, I ain't even going to specifically name nobody, so erase Drake, but why was you just specifically trying to get me to sign up for A&B Music Service when you could have been saying, hey, get with your homeboys, put this towards that. Right. This how you build. This how you get that. And I think that's why, to specifically name someone, Nipsey got a big following.
Because
Nipsey walk you through it. He'll give you the step-by-step, like, hey, this how I do it. This how, like, this the secret sauce or whatever you want to call it. This how I get down. If you garner enough following behind that, then go, feel free, do that.
And you can't just say,
fuck with that.
You can't just say it's an old wash nigga thing. Fetty Wap 25.
Yeah, exactly. And Nipsey
young, young boy.
Too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, listen, exactly. You get the young boys on that shit, dude.
It's a whole nother thing you dealing with as opposed to motherfuckers going to jail behind your music.
Or just buying a whip that fucking depreciates as soon as you pull off. Like, you can have the whips. You can also have the stocks on deck, too, though. Like, I feel like when you put it like that, that motherfuckers will get it. You just need that. Like, we ain't had none of that coming up. We went to the center. We played ball. We ain't had nobody that we looked up to breaking down the finance game. Shit. Like, they ain't had nobody breaking that shit down. If I had somebody that I respected breaking down the credit game or breaking down the finance game, we fuck with it.
Any nigga that you respected didn't know. They was they was dumb to the fact that all this shit. Now, like, I feel like it's just now being a point as to where all of that other stuff matters. Like, I'm saying, like, yeah, I see the car, my nigga, but I know it didn't just come from Matt. How did you get it? Well, right. If you did just get it from Matt, I ain't trying to do that because I know you ain't make it far from that.
Right.
And that wasn't fully explained to a whole generation of us.
I'm impressed.
Now we getting it explained to us, and I fuck with that.
I'm impressed with Fetty Wap right now because if you remember, flashback about a year and a half, 2 years ago when he was in the mall throwing money. Remember that? He was walking through the mall, throwing it at he was on the top level. He was throwing cash on the bottom floor. And people was like, damn, bro. And he was like, man, chill out. I got this. Uh-huh. He said it. He said, I got it. I said, okay. And nigga, he got it. If you flipping 1.3 into 20.
That's when he talked to the broker that day, like, my nigga, this shit just flipped. Let's go.
That's why he was throwing bread.
Boom. Nigga, let's throw this bread. I'm going to get some money out right now and give back. Holy communion.
Oh, shit. All right, man, let's take it to Harvard. We're going to Harvard right now.
Man.
Since being named a Harvard Fellow 5 years ago, producer Knife Wonder has been tasked with the responsibility of preserving hip-hop music and culture with the Ivy League's library. Now, in full, he will choose 200 rap albums that he calls the standard of the culture.
Wow.
Now, he chose his first four. Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory. Lauryn Hill, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Nas, Illmatic, and Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Now, they'll be stored with their original vinyls, linear notes, and all. Number one, did he make the right choices, and what would your four albums be?
Of course not.
He didn't make...
like, if I'm doing the... Like, if I need the epitome, like the...
You've got 200 now, eventually.
That's cool, but
the first four.
I can't start with them, foe.
Damn.
I can't start with Lauryn Hill, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, when 70% of the album is R&B. I can't do that if we doing a rap thing, right?
Hip-hop.
Yeah, but, I mean, would you consider Lauryn Hill, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill?
Hip-hop, yes.
Would you
would I put it in first? No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it might be hip-hop on down the line when I get to it amongst my 200 albums that I got to get to.
Right.
Once you get to that point, but nah, like, it ain't first four. I think if you're going to go first four, you got to, like, knock it out of the park. You got to go big boy. You can't just, like, try to be outside of the box, and I'm going to outthink everybody in the room and not put a Pac album on here.
Right.
And not put a big, like, do that, dude. I need a Pac album. I need a big album. I need N.W.A. and possibly Run D.M.C. or whoever you want to make it for the third. Quit playing with us, dude. Like, stop it, dude.
I agree. I'm going to give you my four. And okay. I got reason. And this is what I need to know from Knife Wonder. What was your reasonings for picking these
Plan?
Four?
Plan?
They're random as fuck, dude.
Plan?
Like, they're from different. Like, don't get it. Let me give you my four and my reasons.
Okay.
I'm going to go old school. Like you said, Run DMC. Mm-hmm. Raising Hell, that's the first platinum rap album.
Bad.
You have to put that in
why
there.
Why wouldn't that be in there for first four?
Why wouldn't
the
that be in there?
First platinum rap album.
I got to go Pac, All Eyes on Me.
First double
disc. Speaks without saying. It goes without saying. I got to go Jay-Z Blueprint. I got to go North. So I got East. I got West. I got a throwback. And I'm got to go down south. I got to go Juvenile 400 Degrees. Them is my first four. And those are my reasonings. East, West, South, and a throwback. That's how I'm doing it.
I like your list better than I like his, to be honest. To be completely honest. Because, like I said, I just feel like you putting yourself before the music if you pick them four songs, them four albums.
Like, them his favorites.
Now a nigga got to find you. I got to interview you. I got to figure why in depth you want them four albums to be ahead of all of these other popular choices.
Right.
It ain't one I could see that on there.
And the most egregious was that To Pimp a Butterfly. Let's not gloss over that. That's
the only one that could have been on there.
You crazy as fuck. No, really. That's not making if my top 200.
If I'm putting an archive together and I want to capture a time period, that's perfect.
No, it's not.
You want to laugh because you don't like the album. But if you, 30 years from now, the Animal Brown is looking back now, he's going to be like, you're right.
No, I'm be like, absolutely.
No, you're gonna be like, absolutely right. That was what was going on. It was dope. It was a great piece of art from a great artist.
No.
Yes.
That's the one that should have been left off. I can see Nas Illmatic. I can understand him saying that. No, how old was Nas when he did that?
I don't care.
17? 18?
It wasn't better than the Pimp a Butterfly. It was dope. It was dope. That's a fact. And I've said on record many times before to put together a classic album in 19 like Nas did.
Ain't nobody done
immaculate. No right. one ever has done that before. But that being said, To Pimp a Butterfly, something totally different.
That's just so ass.
Man, that's hate.
And it does not belong in Harvard.
It's really disgusting.
It don't belong in Best Buy. It doesn't belong in my CD case.
What kind of drugs were you doing when you listened to that?
So that means To Pimp a Butterfly is in there. Does that mean Good Kid, Mad City doesn't make it?
No.
Dude, are you fucking don't make serious? 200 albums, that doesn't make it?
Oh, yeah, make it out of 200 albums. That's what not I'm the saying. First four. I thought we were talking about the first four.
No, 200.
Yeah, make it first. Yeah, of course. It's the best concept themed album that it is in history.
Wow.
Easy.
You didn't oversell that at all.
Give me one better off the top of your head.
Wow.
All right, thank you. We can move on. Exactly.
Man, let's take it to Chicago. Comment. Okay, so Trump took to Twitter. And you saw what he said he was going to do in Chicago. Let me read his tweet. He said 228 shootings in 2017 and 42 killings, up 24% from 2016. He said, I'm going to send the feds in if y'all don't fix this shit. So TMZ called Common coming out of the airport, and they asked him about it, and this is what he had to say.
My message is for the people of Chicago, not to the president. I'm not thinking about the president like that.
So Chicago needs to handle it.
I'm saying we're going to help each other. I'm from Chicago, so
yeah.
I'm telling the people from Chicago we're going to work with the grassroots groups, the state and the local, and that's how we're going to do it.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right, man. So that was Common's take on the president's comments. Mm-hmm. Twista also stepped up. He said, man, we can take care of our own city. Do these two guys have a point? Should they accept the help? What if Trump wanted to meet with them in regards to this?
No, we're not meeting.
No
with
more
Trump.
Meetings?
No, okay. No more meeting with Trump. Especially not if it's Common and Twista. Like,
Twista would be fucking hilarious.
If I'm Twister and Trump came to me and was like, I want to meet with you and talk about the violence in Chicago, I'd be like, bro, you need to call somebody else.
He not taking that?
No, bro, you need to call somebody else.
Twister's not taking the call from
bro.
Is it just because it's Trump?
All right. What
if it's Bush?
No.
Oh, okay.
To be honest, like, let's be all the way for real.
Don't do Twista any kind of way.
I ain't going to do Twista no kind of way, nor Common, but let's be all the way for real. There are several people in Benny Siegel's voice that are very qualified to handle that conversation, and it's not Twista, and it's not Common, and it ain't taking nothing away from them. They want to make a song about it? That's cool. Go make a song about the violence in Chicago, how you don't fuck with Trump, how he tried to call you for a meeting. But my recommendation for them would be, if Trump called them and been like, I want to talk to you about violence in Chicago, all right, cool, that's fine. I respect you reaching out to me, but I got a better number for you to call and somebody can help you for real with this. Especially if you don't want to send the feds in, especially if you want the numbers to go down. Because I ain't trying to take no pictures with you. I ain't trying to do all of that. I really want the shit to change because I'm from here. And the thing that I respect about the clip that you played from Common was like, that's what he basically said. We don't need your help. We don't, if that's what you're willing to do, if that's your answer, then I'm good. I got this. I ain't got to answer no questions for you. I can go put my boots on the ground in Chicago, deal with people that I know that can make a change, and I can do this without you or the feds, as Trump called it.
Right. Now that, and that's what I was about to say. You can, what you can do, Trump, is get the official, local officials down here on the line that ain't been doing shit, and you can get them on their shit. Exactly. Now, you can do that, get them on the horn. But also, let me read these numbers again. 228 shootings in a month. Mm-hmm. 42 killings. Is it me or are these numbers, do these numbers sound inflated?
I don't think that's true.
Do we trust these numbers,
I
dude?
Lie. I don't think it's true. I think there's an ulterior motive behind these numbers, dude. And even when they brought them out, and I seen a little ranking thing on. I know fake news is real big right now.
For sure.
But Chicago is ranked 10th.
Yeah,
as far as all American cities, as far as size and population and murders.
Yeah, totally.
But that's not what you hear in the news.
Right.
You
just hear the number.
Yeah, exactly. You hear there were 771, and I'm just being facetious as far as my number there. But you hear that, and you think, oh, my God, that's the most dangerous place in the world.
It's 50 million people living there.
Exactly.
Right. And that's all, from what I've understood, is all happening on one side of town.
Yeah.
So it's like, these numbers, they killing me, dog. I feel like they setting us up for the okey-doke.
Well, I feel like they could explain it better and give more context to what was going on.
No, because then people would be too woke if they
exactly.
did that.
Exactly. Or it wouldn't be outrage. Oh, we need to send the feds in, and it sounds
good.
What
does that mean?
When Trump, what you mean?
What does that mean? I got to send the feds in. I don't understand.
Basically, the more cases will be prosecuted on a federal level as opposed to a state level, which means it's more guaranteed that the people who get charged for the crimes are going to do time.
Man, that's already guaranteed.
No, it's...
Bobby Shmurda nigga got $130, dude. It's guaranteed.
York. That's in New York, and that's fair time. You're right. That's what I'm saying. That was fair time, and that was in New York. That's a perfect example. Great. Great example. It's like when the state cases try you, there's a less likelihood that you get convicted as opposed to a fed case. So when you're in Chicago and they're trying you for these murders or they're trying you for drugs or whatever it may be...
Yeah.
If it's not the state of Chicago as opposed to the feds, as Trump say, there's a more likelihood because they got more resources to charge you with to do the research or whatever it may be for your case, and they got more resources to convict you.
Mm.
So when they say bring the feds in, all it means is motherfuckers are going to go to jail for longer amount of time.
See, I thought he was on some martial law. Nah, we're going to bring the tanks and shit. I don't know. That was just me assuming.
That's not what it is at all. Like, before America get to that, like, motherfucker gonna have to blow some shit up. In my opinion, but as opposed to him bringing the feds in, it just means, I think, and a motherfucker got to correct me if I'm wrong, but the case is gonna be handled on a federal level as opposed to a state level, and it's gonna be more time and stricter laws. And when you get locked up, you're not getting right back out.
Right.
And it's gonna be more thoroughness and more money allocated to the cases, as far as the state defending it or the feds defending it.
And more money made off the prisons.
Exactly.
Music break coming up. Last week we talked to how Juvenile passed up the top back beat. Now Juvenile has a new joint out right on cue.
Juvenile got a new joint out for the 99 and the 2000.
Absolutely. It's featuring Young Thug. That's your man's.
Relax.
And it's called Red Sox. Let's see what it's hitting on.
I take it you niggas think I'm a fake. It's all in your face, I can see your hate. I ain't doing good, I'm doing great. Ripping living in the ghetto to a state. You a pussy nigga, you ain't gonna relate. But these bitches gonna do what the niggas say. I start with an A and then with a K. I'm wrong, the bitches get in the way. Man, I hunt a nigga down with the chopper. Took around this whole town like a helicopter. Down for whatever, coke pounds or whatever. I was raised in a broken house, I don't know no better. Nigga, put it in the bag, boy, you a fag. I knew my mama very well, I ain't know my dad. Camouflage rags up in the air. Got some soldiers over here, soldiers over there. Bust a nigga in the club, he need a bomber kill. I better put you in the grave before your mama there. Peeling off in the rubber, y'all saw me. Gotta send a shout out to the junkers, y'all bought it. Little nigga with a trunk full of narcotics. I got every pill except an antibiotic. Ask so much else again, I'm feeling bionic. You can roll a nigga in a paper, I'm chronic.
Whoa, H-O-T bar, ready to D-I-E. H-O-T bar, nigga catching by IDs. But you can try me. Okay, now throw up what you banging. If you in the hood, you need to be slanging. Nigga, run to the top. Get guap. Run to the top. Why y'all flop?
All right, we back, man. That was Juvenile.
Young Juvenile. Yeah,
young
man.
Thug, man. What you thought about that?
Go and hang it up, man. Go and hang it up, Juvenile. Just stop. It's a wrap.
That won't be in the Harvard Library. No,
it's not one of the 200 at all.
It's not.
Where'd you find it? Juvenile brought it to you?
No, it's on the internet.
He ain't sent it to you specifically.
No, it's on the worldwide web.
Juvenile didn't pull up and was like, hey, bro, play this on the On Dead TV podcast.
Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I don't believe that.
First of all, Juvenile doing his best Migo impersonation.
Appreciate
his
Juvenile
verse.
For that payola, man. We thank you, man. That's real good, man.
It sound weird hearing him rap like the Migos do. I'm going to be honest.
It don't when he like this age trying to make a hit with Young Thug. And how much he pay Young Thug for that feature?
Young Thug, Bird, he might have done that for Birdman, though. Birdman would have been like, hey, ain't Juvenile back on Cash Money?
Is he?
I think so.
Man, I don't think that he that closely associated with Juvenile, where he doing no favors.
But I don't think he paid for that verse, though, that
he
Young Thug did on there.
Juvenile paid for that verse out of pocket, too.
Man, that nigga like freestyled that shit.
He independently, like, on my freestyle, well, not even freestyle, mixtape shit, paid for that verse for Young Thug, and he probably gave him about $35,000 cash.
Fuck no.
$35,000 cash for that verse.
Nah, bro.
Cash money.
That was, can you just do this for me in freestyle? I don't care if you write it or not.
He gave him $35,000 cash, bro.
I know he hot about it. He can't get that back.
He never. You writing it off as a tax writer. About 6% of that back.
Woo. All right, man. We are back on Deck TV Podcast. Animal Brown.
It's tax season. I am Spike Lou.
All right, look.
We appreciate you joining us, man. Check out the Rap Chat, man, on Facebook. Join the chat every day, man. Please don't post your music up there, dog. Like, every week that I say that, I still get like two or three people that still post their shit up there. Stop. We're not going to listen, dude. It's Rap Chat. Not Rap Reviews. Not Rap. Hey, what do you think about my shit? All Rap Chat. We talking.
Absolutely.
Talking about rap. All of that good stuff, man. So join us over there on Facebook, man. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Absolutely. Big boy episode. We're taking it back. We're hopping in the time machine. We're talking Rap City Freestyles. Now, we got about five of our favorite ones that come to mind when we think of Rap City. Now, there's more than that. Obviously, Rap City was a classic show.
That's why we got started, man. Rap City went off there, man. We put On Deck TV on there.
Absolutely. Little known black history fact.
Tough. Wikipedia that.
First one that jumped out to me, though, out of several.
What's that?
A young T.I.
Young, you try to steal my guy?
I did.
What you gonna do, pause?
A young T.I., hat cocked to the side, barely staying on.
Yeah, champ.
Eyes bugged out.
I said, we do, champ.
In the Coked booth. Up,
champ.
Yeah, he, I don't know what it, he didn't blink the entire video.
I'll tell you why.
And nigga, eyes was wide open.
That was a good Peruvian.
Woo. But he got in that bitch and tore it down.
Yes.
Hey, pimp, you better get your mind right. At any given moment, known to grip a nine tight. Or with a beam on it, flowing cause I rhyme tight. But try your luck, cuz, shoot your truck up, get your whole world f***ed up. Snuck up, put 10 in your nice ride. Now you're leaking out your whole right side. I done tried to be a nice guy. He don't like me to feeling likewise. Shout out, I've been bucking for a long time. Gone, spit the wrong rhyme. See, don't I grab the chrome nine. Drop your ass like a snitch, do a dime. Let it be known the city mind, shout it. I got a squad, they just cool cause they rhyme with you. You lose it all tomorrow, would they still ride with you? You better ask yourself unless you want to die, killer. I ain't gonna lie, Tigger. These rappers really don't deserve to be. But keep running your teeth, I'ma come and disturb your peace. And, hey, you can't say you're a fan of gangsta rap music after last. If you riding, they bumping trap music.
Nice, cool little shots at Luda right there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool little Luda shots. That was your man.
Coming to disturb your peace.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, he's coming to disturb your peace.
That T.I. right there was the shit, though. I ain't gonna lie. He was
that
cold.
That's vintage King of the South T.I. That's vintage T.I. Ludacris beef, cocky.
Yeah.
I love that, man. That's what you went to Rap City for back in the day. You went to show motherfuckers you could rap.
For sure.
And anybody that had a problem with you specifically, you went to let them know that you right here at their door willing to give it to them. T.I. versus Ludacris.
That was 2003 T.I.
And we ain't going to play Ludacris shit.
Nah, not yet.
But
well, not today.
Well, not today.
Yeah.
But he definitely got back at T.I. So,
absolutely.
To be continued. Spoiler alert.
What's another one, man? Who else is the one that stood out to you?
You know, one of my favorites, man, and I hate to go this hard this early, but like it was the first thing that I thought of when I thought Rap City, the booth, putting the show on, was my nigga Cam.
Killer.
My nigga Killer motherfucking Cam, Instagram superstar, rap mogul, like Cam, like shakes like boom. And listen to a little bit of this as he counts his chunk out.
Hey, yo, look, dog, I bought villas, stayed in resort, Skrilla. I was store killer, I store killers. Man, I caught killers, just on fort killers. Cat frontin', pop, port killers. Who more villa? Weed in the four-wheeler. F Mike, till you see me, you never saw a thriller. Fist scale, gorillas. Dirty whore, want me to go. Girl, will ya? Smart Pisces, fresh from the archdiocese. You got heart, fight me, I dearly depart wifey. I'm Anthony, I do things the harder way. Pardon me, escalate, marmalade, mama stay. And I send the world stars a play. And the do copper car today, color pink Chardonnay. And I clap at your man, got the clappers. Clap on, clap off, clap at his hands. Only thing he ever clapped was his hands. He'll get butt raped, duct taped, the Michelin man. Bastard, get in his van. Listen to Ken Maggie, get in his van. Listen to Ken Maggie, listen, let's bring it back. You know why? Cause this is the deal. With cats get shipped in the van. Visits my spam. Listen to me. Listen. I missed the era of the BMBBs. I was ducking GMDC. Had that scope aiming the light ya. Seen all Allens, Canes, the Rikers. Contain, detain, maintain, complainless. Maintain, reign. The game is for lifers. I don't care. I put the flame in the fire. Christian, atheist. You pray to Elijah. Don't play. Okay, just pray I don't snipe you. Cause with the SK, doggy, I'm okay. My AK was my AKA before my ABCs that had me A-OK. I'll show you how to net 2 million out your deal. For the right price, I can get you out your deal. Smack your CEO, that's when the tech is soaring. 4 mil from Def Jam and I ain't sell a record for him.
That was killer. Going in, the whole Dipset was in there, but we had to get straight to the killer part.
Slick needed the video for that.
Slick needed. How many he have in his hand, man? About 30. Listen,
like right, soon as you pull it up, you're like, oh, let me think about who I want to see on Rap City, who I want to see rapping in the booth, and you think Cam, I know he's gonna be doing something crazy. You pull it up, soon as you pull it up, he in the middle of the verse, counting out about 40,000-50,000 off wham.
Dancing, let's do it. Pink.
Dancing, shaking it. Shaking it on Def Jam. Niggas in the back gassing it Harlem style, nigga. I got 4 million from Def Jam and I ain't sell a record for him. That's like that. That's what you want, nigga. Yeah. That's Cam'ron.
That's Cam'ron. That's Dipset. Listen, everybody in there excluded. Cam was pink from head to toe.
Oh, man, let's do it.
Pink Kango.
Let's do this.
Pink Coogee shirt.
Let's go.
Everybody else in the back had the oversized throwback the football jerseys.
The big boy Mitchell and Ness hats and shit, nigga. The pinwheel hats, tough, nigga. See what that shit look like. Cam in the account 40,000.
Dude, Cam needs his own show today.
Yeah, ASAP.
Right now, I'll watch that shit.
But Juju funny, too, though.
Yeah, she is.
It's Gail.
Hey, match him. It's perfect.
That's very, like, that's rare. Like,
tough.
They very much so. I don't watch Love and Hip Hop. I don't watch none of that shit. But if they gave Cam and Juju, like, a cool little show.
I'm on it. I got to see that.
It got to be on Netflix, though. It can't be VH1.
I agree.
Tough.
I agree.
I'll watch it. I'm there tonight.
Cam going to put on the show, man. Tough. That was one of the more memorable ones. I ain't going to lie.
That's
he
a
was
fact.
Shaking that bitch.
That is
bitch.
A fact.
All right, I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne.
Oh,
young Wayne, though.
Young Wayne.
Like, not even dread, like, just braided up Wayne.
Ah, man, it's white t-shirt Wayne.
4X white t-shirt Wayne.
What you doing,
Wayne?
White t-shirt Wayne?
This the one where Birdman actually made him go in that. See, this is when niggas had just left Cash Money. So Wayne was all he had.
He was the only nigga on Cash Money.
That was worth talking about.
Yeah.
He made him go back in twice just to let niggas know Wayne done stepped this game up.
Mm.
Homie, I go hard. Push a whip with no hair on his head. So all I'm feeling is air on my head. With some broad that you might know, she blowing all the air on my head. If you play, I knock a square out your head. Sip the Chrissy Clear out my head. Try to get my loot up in Cuba with a translator. Get the coke newer. Plus the prices is cooler. I come back through the hood with that dirty. Tell them I'm like Tiger Woods. All I got is birdies. Got women's in their 30s. Calling Weezy Papa. But Weezy not daddy, ma. Cause Weezy in and out ya. Weezy never spouse ya. Weezy give sh- about ya. Weezy don't master suite. Weezy living room couch ya. How about you be a good girl? Take these pies I just cooked up. Take them to them tiger paws on your thighs. Gets high till I can't focus. With the main focus to remain focused. They ain't focused. Holla back.
Stop this shit. I'm betting all my money on you. And I signed a $30 million deal 3 years ago, homie. Come back up here. Come back up here.
Listen, I come up from a deep town where you hear sounds like click, squeak, pow. Get down or you're dying. People toe iron. Got that coke flying like birds. Not the ones with feathers. I'm talking weight like birds. And you might get served if it's proper enough. Or find your nerves on the curve if you a cop or something. A baller block or something. I seen you noggin' a honey. Have the whole block sprinting, dashing, jogging, and running. Type of life I live, God, it will love it. Squad property, buddy. Some young cats with a mafia budget. Can't nobody put nobody above it. And if they do, they find anybody with your body above it. Come on, let's take it public. Nah, leave it in the gutter. Hey, let's go and dump them. Nah, leave them in the gutter.
Man, that was Young Hungry Wayne.
Yeah, squad up. You hear me? Squad up.
Man, that was so old. Mac 10 was standing right there with them.
Who?
That's what I'm saying. Man,
listen, Mac 10. Nah, I ain't even gonna disrespect Mac 10.
Nah,
like
I fuck
that.
With Mac 10, but that'll let you know how old that clip was.
I'm headed out to Cali in a couple of days, man. I can't disrespect nobody out there. Look, shout out to Mac 10. Now,
absolutely.
But that was a dope little retro click clip of the whole of Cash Money thing. And the fact that he brought Wayne back to solidify, like, this is the new corner piece of Cash Money.
Yeah.
This is what it's finna be from here on out. And Wayne was murdering shit.
And it turned out to be correct, because Wayne ended up being a savage.
Yeah, that was a moment of brilliance for Baby right there.
It was six niggas in the booth, and all of them had on 3 or 4X white t-shirts.
Listen, man.
Including Baby.
Listen, man.
This had to be 04.
We talked about this in the group text. I said this. I told niggas, I don't think Baby put on a real shirt till like 2006. And nigga wore all white t-shirts, like from like Hot Boys, and
Gucci vibes.
Yeah, like all like Hot Boys, like
for sure.
Big Boy Jabo jeans or whatever jeans was popping.
Big time.
A Gucci hat and a white t-shirt.
That was
he,
the fit.
He did that shit for like 12 years, dude.
That's true.
That nigga wore white t-shirts for 12 years, dude. That's amazing.
Hey, looking at the clothes back in, that shit funny as fuck. Are white tees ever gonna come back?
White tees still slick popping if you cold well, with it though.
Baggy white tees.
No, not the big ones.
That ain't gonna never come
that
back?
Never happen. I'm gonna tell you the most amazing.
What?
No, nah, it'll never happen.
Bro, everything doubles back.
Nah,
dude.
not the big boy clothes. You wanna tell you why it never happened though?
Why is that?
Go look at Blueprint cover.
Okay.
I got the Blueprint CD up in my man cave.
For sure.
I was looking on the inside of that, bro. If you see Jay-Z pants, Jay-Z. Dude, I'm gonna post a picture up on the On Deck TV Instagram page or in the rap chat or whatever. If you see Jay-Z or like as soon as you open it up,
right,
and the big boy pants that he got on and that shirt, niggas never doubling back to that, bro. That shit is a troll, and it's Hov though.
For sure.
That nigga was a fashion. He slick like a hip hop fashion icon, right?
Slick.
He set trends.
Yeah, trendsetter. He was when it came.
You look back at that shit, you gonna be like, "What the fuck was I doing? What was he doing?"
But dude, look back at everything repeats itself. I seen a nigga with a flat top. Like niggas rock flat tops right now.
This nigga had a 40,
like kid and play,
bro. That was a 46 jeans, dude. Imagine having a 46. You do Fresh for Dummies.
That's a
46 jeans on with the Sean Carters.
But I'm saying,
how do it look like you ain't just got on jeans, dude?
But Kanye wear oversized sweaters now, though. So like that shit
jeans,
finna come back.
That's
though.
Different, though. Jeans.
Yeah, niggas
not rocking
shorts out now, too.
No, but I'm saying you got to see a nigga's shoes. Like this nigga, it was them shit swallowed the nigga's shoes, dude.
Yeah, you can't. It ain't no point in having no Yeezys on if you can't see them through your jeans.
Nigga, I spent good money on shoes, nigga. Like,
yeah.
Like, listen, like, this shit can't be covered up, dude.
And defeat the
purpose. I need slim fits, my nigga. Fuck that. That nigga had the extra baggy joints. Look on the inside of that Blueprint cover, dude. You gonna be like, that nigga Spike Lee was right. That shit ain't never coming back.
Speaking of Hov, man, you had one from him, too, dude.
I definitely got one from Hov in there, man. The one from Hov I got in there. Let me tell you about this, though.
It's Black Album Hov, too.
It's Black Album Hov, and I was slick hot at him for a second. because it's Hov and the nigga gave me a verse that I'd heard. So when you double back on it, you be like,
right.
But a lot of people do that on Rap City, though. A lot of people do that, so.
And he cleaned it up toward the end of the verse, too, man. Though.
He definitely cleaned it up and knocked it out of the park, though. Let's listen to that.
My name is Hov, H of the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me the CEO of the R-O-C. Hov, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in the piece of paper, bam, my name. Got the hottest chick in the game, wearing my chain. That's right, Hov. I ain't done. Check it out. Real respect me, fake, cause one beef, cause they know that's the only way we ever gon' speak. We never gon' see eye to eye. Your type of real, I don't recognize, it's all televised. Mobsters out to not get in beef, there's no business in it, it only brings police. Wanks, there's one beef for the name in the street. Most time end up with a brain where they feet should go. You should know if you gon' do something and you go to radio, we all know you frontin'. They shootin', nobody dyin'. Somebody better put somebody body on somebody eyein'. Sometime soon, somebody lying. I ain't buying that Josh Shevlin. I ain't ducking for nothing, cousin. I'm too tall to act small, you liars. Alright, that's enough.
Too tall to act small, you liars. Hov. Who is he talking about right there?
Once again, come through, Hov. Shits on Cam. That's what we.
Whoa.
That who we was talking about?
I don't know. Cam? How? What are you basing that off of?
I'm just basing it off the time period. It was Black Album.
It was Black Album.
That time.
They had been gone.
I heard the Karen Silver story about Hov pulling up, and they didn't want to move off the block, so Hov bought the whole building, made Dipset move. Y'all go listen to that story.
Yeah.
Somewhere online, you can find it from Karen Silver, but I just feel like that was directed at Dipset towards the end. You know what I'm saying?
I was hot because he had the fucking, like, classic verse on there at the beginning that he took from
it. Take away from it.
It takes just a little bit away from it. He cleaned it up at the end with the subliminals, which is what Jay do best. I like this, the slept on part of Rap City. The beats that they had niggas rapping on was dope hearing niggas on other people's beats.
That's exactly what you wanted on that shit, though.
Wayne was on the Fuck the Frail shit. Like, he was on that hard-ass Jay the beat. Jay was on this Luda.
Yeah.
That shit, that's hard.
Stand up.
And speaking of Jada.
Listen, though. Now, first of all, before speaking of Jada, let's solidify that you just seen this blueprint photo.
Oh, yeah, I did.
With the jeans on here on the inside. Like, if you happen to have the blueprint CD, like, just take that mug out and look at the inside cover art. For the youngsters that listen to the On Deck TV podcast, first of all, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Second of all, we know you have no idea of what we mean when we say the booklet or CDs or cover art. We know you have no idea what we're talking about. For the people about our age, though, that may have bought Blueprint, go look at the inside of that CD and look at Jay-Z jeans, dude. Look at those jeans, dude.
They are
Tell me that's coming back one day.
Dude, they are swallowing his Air Force Ones.
I've never heard anybody address this. This is amazing, dude.
Those look like the jeans where the nigga done lost like 200 pounds,
but you still rocking your old shit, though. You ain't really just bossed all the way up and bought new shit, so you still got to, like, throw a big boy belt on with the buckle on there. Like, Jay-Z real deal own life in Blueprint album cover is in here with like 46 jeans on, dude.
That's crazy. And a white tee.
That's amazing. But let's go.
Al-Qaeda Jada. This is right when he was dropping his first album. Niggas didn't know what it was going to sound like. We knew Jada was cold.
Tough.
But we didn't know what that Kiss the Gang Goodbye was going to be hitting on. He was in the booth. Guess what he had on? A white t-shirt.
A white t-shirt was heavy.
With the thick ass headband that he used to rock.
Black ass sweat.
And he got in here and tore that shit down.
Gone. I just want you to remember the guard for next, the size of PlayStation memory cards. And the industry wouldn't be nothing without me. I don't know what it is, it's just something about me. When Kiss come down, watch get thicker. I'ma still blow a pound with some bitches and liquor. And I know the feds licking them pictures, so I hit the garage, switch cars and come out in the pickup. You should see me when I'm picking the chick up. I don't slip up, bounce the X5 like I'm driving with the hiccups. Damn, he had the nerve to go and Gucci the seats. And he keep his block flooded like a movie release. Y'all go to the dealer with, I go to the jeweler, and everybody got an R, so I rock a Frank Mueller. Ice in a leather band, dice in my better hand. 456 is the numbers I roll. Barcier and Cranberry with my gun on the wall. Back to the club, she could get the gat in the club. Don't nobody act funny when I'm buying the bar. You ain't gotta have money, still buy you a scar. Go to jail, whoever running the block probably got Kiss in they walk, man, with a
than the ox. And my nickname is Hunnids of Rocks. On my neck, on my arm, in the bank, locked up in the box.
Man, that was Al-Qaeda Jada murdering that R&B Sunshine Anderson beat.
That is a fact. That is a fact. He was murdering it.
Yo, that nigga. See, that's what I'm saying, man. So whoever the DJs, they played an R&B stand beat up, and he bodied it and rolled that bitch.
Mm.
That shit was hard. Damn, I miss Rap City, number one. Number two.
Before we go to the next one. Okay, for sure. You email number two. Right now, if they did a Rap City anniversary episode.
Yep.
And you could have, like, they going to the booth and it's max you get three artists. You ain't got to name three, but at least one.
Right.
Who you want? Who would you want to see in a booth, like, right
like
now?
New rappers.
Yeah, new niggas is relevant now. Who you putting in a booth?
I want to hear J. Cole.
Mm. That's the first person I thought about, too. But yeah,
I think he would body that shit. And he'd be on a beat that I actually want to hear him on.
Mm-hmm. and Big Sean.
Oh my God! I don't know if he could do that off. I don't think he can one take Jake that type. That shit he be rapping.
But that's exactly why I would want to hear him in that setting. Like, I want to hear Big Sean real one off. Mm. I want to hear real one off, and it not be on an album, it not be on a mixtape. I want to hear that, and that, I think that'll solidify him.
If he could do that shit, he'd be doing in one breath. That he a savage.
Major.
But I think he'd be punching in. He got to. But I would definitely, I'm all for it, though.
Yeah, Big Sean, J. Cole, of course.
Matter of fact, BET, Revolt, just call us.
We got you.
We'll go ahead and get this shit cracking. We're not going to call it Rap City. We're going to call it On Deck TV.
Tough. Okay? I'll take care of the freestyles. I got you. I'm going to shake it.
No, yes. We don't need you anywhere near
I'm
the mic.
I'm going to Tigger freestyles.
Tigger frying you. Niggas.
Nah, I'm killing Tigger, though. I'm killing Tigger. Check the archives out there, nigga. I'm better than Tigger.
it's a reason why we ain't play no Tigger verses. Shout out to him, though. He in the A, he be doing the Hawks games and shit.
Shout out to Tigger and everything, but I'm better than him, though.
Last one, Stay Property.
Mm.
Stay Prop Chain Gang. We played that Jada.
Need that.
Who was in here? It was Freeway.
Freeway, Jada, Young Chris.
Beans.
Neef.
Beans Oskino. Snapped. They went at Jada in them head.
But nigga, who was it? Somebody was in there bullshitting though.
We gotta find out. Yeah,
let's figure that out.
J-A-D-A, pink of the kiss. No matter how I look at it, think of a chick. No matter how I switch it up, think of an act that can't stick to the script. I'ma give him a clip. Styles die on a holiday. Kiss die on a holiday. Shots like first of the year. On your block like first of the month. You get shot from the front to the rear. Got Glocks in the back of the trunk. Got punks on the back of the seat. Young punks on the back of the street. AKs in their hand. They let the latest movie edit their life. I keep the latest Uzi letting a pipe. That's gangster. I'm in a class all by myself. On the ass all by myself. That's danger. You want a war, nigga? That's what it is. Full metal jackets dressing your kid.
They screaming D-Block like they ready to die today. I clip hood, rest of the clip for holiday. And Jada gonna hate us till his ass buried. But Yonkers want no more drama. Ask Mary. Be for real. You ain't the real homie. All my real homies know it's D for real. Mouthpiece for all y'all. Matt cooked this beef. That lost kiss took speaks for all y'all. Man, they all bras. I got something fresh out the box. Instead of tempt me, I let them all off. Cut at you haters. J Hood play G and be in depth, homie. Just like Jada.
If he fall, pick him up. If he draw, hit him up. That's how he worshiping me. Blood in, blood out like American me. Slug in, slugs out your tear. You throw back jersey. I throw back straight, you throw back curves, chump. I throw back K's, you throw back words, chump. What you saying, dog? It's war, you want me to spell it out? W-A-R, S using double A-R's. Flow switch like clips of every bit of 16. Every bit when I was barely
16.
Used to spit 16s off the block for 60. Now I spit 16s off the top of 60.
Yo, I don't care who you are, but care who you think you is. Officer Lock, so I'm close to a law. Since you closer to a law, then K-back, send me your kids. Split wedge, rip holes through your car. Whoa. You think you got your people scarred?
That's what it is.
I rap with the kids, hey prick, you better
chill. Ain't chill.
Plenty gas, plenty stacks. Bricks from the essays. Run up on you and puck you like Pepe. While you seeing your chick, 16 in a clip. Everywhere I go, keep my still. And y'all just rapping. Y'all ain't trying to move it up. Bang it out, keep it real. Cause if we banging out,
bangin
ain't
out.
No hanging out.
Hangin
to perform a style, heat your grill. Gats, alligators, lock and roll. Shake, rattle, and roll.
Keep
falling, shake, listen. Prick. I bought my cater and wide through three toes.
Listen to me. as a collective, State Property might be one of the most slept on groups. Period.
Everybody in the group could rap.
Except Neef.
Don't do Neef like that.
He couldn't rap.
Don't do Neef like that. And they got that Cole Young Guns album.
But then they did Garbage Young Thug, Young
that
Guns
wasn't
album Neef that came fault, out next.
Though. That was the nigga that was A&R in that album.
He was in last place.
The nigga that A&R that album told you that was his fault. That wasn't Neef. No.
But Neef was in last place. I'll say that.
He better than Petey Crack?
No, that's not true.
Really?
No, that's not true.
I don't believe that.
But to this freestyle, though, the darts that they sent that at Rock were real.
Oh, my God.
And Beanie Siegel Let's had go. Braids, number one, to the side.
That niggas was hype.
Big-ass jackets, basketball jerseys galore.
They prop gear. Let's go.
But Young Chris was the one bullshit.
Extra pocket. Young Chris was doing too much, man.
He was ad-libbing niggas vert. Like, sit down, bro.
If I'm in the... Okay, listen. I'm a rapper. I'm in here. I'm making it appear as if I'm freestyling and this is off the dome.
Right.
I don't want you ad-libbing my shit, my nigga. How are you even supposed to know this?
Right.
Sit back. You already done rapped your verse. Get out of here. Come on,
and Neef was visibly
Neef
disturbed.
Was hot about it too. He was like, bro, cut that shit, man. Because like, Neef, he ain't got a fully loaded clip in there, dude. Neef only got so many raps, it's gonna make you be like, oh shit. And that ain't no disrespect to Neef for nothing.
That was his one chance.
Yeah, I'm saying exactly. So like, I can kind of understand why that whole thing didn't work just from seeing that.
He was hot about that. Cause Beans got on there and rapped it. Nobody touched his verse.
Nah,
nobody touched Young Chris.
Beans
would
have slick knocked the nigga out.
Beans was ripping
in the
that
booth.
Shit too.
Tough.
God damn. It's Freeway easy. Was doing all right too until Young Chris came and DJ clued his
tough.
Shit.
He yelling all over the BP did it, man. He danced all in the video.
Tripping.
Yelling all over the beat.
Sit down, bro. On that Mob Deep beat too. That shit was hard. That beat was hard
that
too.
That was killing it too.
Man. Hey man, do us a favor. Under the post on our IG or on Twitter, let us know your favorite Rap City freestyle.
Also, go to the Rap Chat. Tell us who today you would want to see on Rap City.
Yeah.
You want to see Freddie Gibbs?
Hell yeah, you would. See you, boy.
You want to see Big Crit?
He would do his thing, too. Rap City need to be on TV.
You
want to
see Nipsey?
On Deck TV needs to be on TV because these niggas would body the booth.
Listen, program directors, you listen to me name these people that come, you yell at us for 15 minutes, we shoot some pool, we put them in the booth.
That's it.
That's it. That's $1 million idea. All of me, my people are on deck. They call. We're taking calls right now. Like, we're literally taking calls right now. So get the people online,
dope.
Man. We'll do that, man. And like, I could keep going. Who else? Nipsey, we said. Give me somebody you got. I said Nipsey. I said Crit.
I wouldn't mind hearing a nigga like Currency. I think he'd do his thing on there because he's distinct.
Nice.
I don't know, man.
I like to hear
a
young
people.
Nigga, though. Like,
well, who? Like Uzi?
No. To be honest, you know who I'm going to go with?
Who?
Kodak Black.
No, you would.
I want to hear Kodak Black rap. I don't want to hear him go to the Breakfast Club and put on a ski mask. I want him to go right there, shoot some pool, or do whatever he's doing. I want to go in the booth. I want to hear you.
Did you see him with the Boosie fade? He cut his hair.
Yeah, I seen a little dick print in the back of his head, man.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
Pause. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
That's
moving. Your man's.
I fuck with Kodak, man.
Speaking of young boys, though, you told me that you heard the best Lil Yachty verse ever.
In life.
I didn't believe you.
In life.
So I had to pull it up,
that's,
and we're going to play
that's
it.
That's hard for me to say, too. Shout out Yachty, man. Shout out the boat.
The song is Rallo featuring Yachty.
Young niggas.
Yeah, it's featuring Yachty, Thug, and Uzi. It's called Young Niggas.
All the young niggas.
We going to play Yachty verse because I refuse to play anybody else's. I barely want to play this one.
Shout out Rallo, though, man.
But we going to see what it's hitting on.
You got the dog food.
Rallo, Young Thug, a little boat. I'm a little different. My money a little larger. I don't draw no charger. I beat up my charges. Now I do commercials. I'm so controversial. Every time they see me, they hate. And they hate when I win. But they love when I sin. These niggas gon' wake the man that's within. Boy, boy, yo looks like I tell you cap in. Boy, boy, yo looks like I tell you a pussy. Thought it was tough, so he saw who was with me. Yeah. Don't you dare try to put me with the rookie. Nah. That boy ain't dead, so he finna play hooky. He hiding, he scared. That boy shaking his boots. I can tell pussy run deep in your roots. I can tell you don't got guap like the Jews. I can tell you don't got guap like I do. Got a fist full of diamonds, a neck full of water. Ballin' so hard, change my name to Vince Carter. Not once in my life have I ever wrote martyr. This year I just might have to cop me a charter. Thug on my nigga, I swear that's my partner. Roll up, I'm goon, don't nobody go harder. Lil' Boat, the king of the teams, and I'm smarter. I'm not 21, but I slaughter your daughter. Bitch,
young nigga fly like propellers. Young nigga niggas stacking up vegetables. I filled up my life with some.
That was Lil Yachty, the greatest verse ever. Let you tell it.
Yacht, Lil Boat. No, wait. I didn't say the greatest verse ever. The greatest Lil Boat verse ever. There's a high difference between those two.
No, that wasn't that bad. I can see a young nigga liking that.
I think it's the first time I heard him rap like it though.
No, he raps like that every once in a while.
I've never heard anything else.
Yeah,
this, I don't even.
When he raps like it, he's halfway decent. I'm gonna come clean.
Made me listen to this.
He better than Uzi. He better than 21 Savage when he rap like that.
21 Savage, all right though. I mean, if we're speaking in the terms of these niggas,
yes, we are, and no, he's not.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
I heard him slick rip something.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
no, that was 22 Savage. You had the wrong one.
It was 21, and on it's 21. It wasn't 22.
This 22, man. 22. I listened to that 22 Savage mixtape too.
What was it talking about?
It was actually okay. You could tell he doesn't really rap though. Mm-hmm. Like you could tell.
Was it like comedy, funny shit?
No. It was real songs. It was just that you can tell.
He was new to it.
He was new to it. But he had some shit that was listenable though. Like you could tell he got some help.
I don't blame him for shucking it out though.
Like, I guess. I mean, you can't go but so far with that name though.
He don't care.
Yeah, you're
make
right.
A little bit of money.
You parlay that into something else.
Like, if you know what to do with that money that he gonna make from this, he good. Shit.
Get with Fetty Wap manager, nigga. You can turn that shit into a billion.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, he making. Get with Fetty Wap manager, he make billionaire. Clearly.
All right, man. Question of the week before we get out of here. Speaking of Lil Yachty, your favorite rapper.
Oh, wow.
He was named creative designer at Nautica.
What does that mean? Nautica still make clothes?
That's why they got a young, popular rapper to be the creative director or designer, so that people know they still make clothes.
I wonder, was Yachty wearing Nautica? And they seen.
Yeah, he was. He was. He was. His merch and stuff plays on the boat and the flags and all that, which Nautica obviously does really? Too. So it makes sense.
Where the fuck is this nigga from? Where he was wearing Nautica?
He from the A. What are you talking about?
Jeez,
he trying to stand out.
Nice, man.
That's how you stand out, though.
Not in Nautica.
Shit. You'll be the only one with it on.
That's a fact. And you know why? This shit look terrible.
My question is, Yachty's not the only artist that's named a creative designer or director at a specific company.
Yeah.
There's been a couple more.
Right.
A$AP Rocky was creative director at MTV Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Pharrell was creative director at Amex.
Shout out Pharrell, just had triplets, man.
Yeah, big shout out to him. Joey Badass.
Furthermore, proof that he's an alien.
Clearly. Somebody triplets. Said the triplets were Migos.
This nigga.
Dead ass serious. I saw that on Twitter.
This nigga don't age and he had triplets, dude. He's right. An alien. Go ahead.
That shit crazy. Joey Badass was creative director at Echo.
What? How'd they get him to sign that deal?
That bag?
Jesus.
Swiss was creative director at Reebok. And Will I Am was creative director at Intel. Now
Reebok need their money back.
Them Swiss Reeboks, I'm sorry. If anybody listening back. Got them Swiss Reeboks on, I apologize in advance, but them shits was ass.
Nah, they seen them before they bought them. That's all on them.
Woo.
They was blind. Unless you selling them to Stevie Wonder, nigga.
Give them some slaw.
Yeah,
my some question slaw. To you.
Alright.
Give me some up to date artists and where would they fit as creative designers or creative directors?
You know what?
Any company, they ain't got to be closed.
All right, so this ain't up and coming, and it's kind of low-hanging fruit, but I'm still going to go with it because it would be fire.
Talk to me.
The Jay-Z Timbs.
Jay-Z with Timberland.
Jay-Z with Timberland. You
even
put out
now
the,
or in his prime?
Right now. Right now, put out the Jay-Z edition Timbs with the, like, the lyrics on the inside, a couple bars hard. On the inside or whatever it may be.
That'd
something
be
to differentiate it from the regular Timbs. Put that Hove signature on there. It'll be like 450, 500.
Woo.
Man, them going to be out of there. Out of there.
Yeah,
please send me my check for that. Timber, like, I swear to God, when it's in the NPR and in the news feed and shit, and they doing the Jay-Z Timberlands, I need my little 10%. That's all I want, my little 10%.
I'm fucking with that, even though he late with it, though.
Yeah, they definitely
in his prime, that would have been money.
When I holler at Hov later on this year, when we get to holler at it, man, I'm going to pitch this to him and Tim and see what we can do.
I'm going to go low-hanging fruit, too, man.
Okay.
I'm going to go Future. Gucci.
The Gucci flip-flops.
He has to. Creative designer at Gucci.
Oh,
that makes too much sense, dude.
I throw the Future emojis on the flip-flops.
That's not. You just blew it when you said that.
You ain't seen the new Gucci flip-flops, though. That's what I'm saying.
They got the white ones?
No. They got the, like, since he came out with that shit
right.
For the females, they got the, like, the floral shit on there, like the flowers and shit like that.
Ah, okay.
It's, like, real different from what Gucci usually do. So I just go and throw the emoji.
They should have gone ahead and added Future, had him involved in that. That'd have been money. Exactly. Well, I guess they feel like they ain't got to here. He done done enough.
Yeah, he already shook it up. Man, and they didn't need him, though.
Who else you got?
Oh, my other one. Speaking of Future.
Okay.
Esco. Y'all have to know who Esco is. If you know who Future is, look at any vlog, anything that got to do with him. DJ Esco, the DJ, he got 56 Nights Crazy. Red Bull. Esco always turned. He always there. He always live. He always ready to do it. Every time I see Esco, I'm powered up.
That's a fact.
So he got wings, and I feel like Red Bull could provide him with the perfect opportunity. Esco and Red Bull, that's through the roof.
Now, that's cold.
Again, send me my 10% when this happens. I need that.
That's money. I'm going to keep it. Well, since we're in the ATL, I'm going to keep it Migos. Mm. Versace, dude, it's too
Versace.
You got to do that. Like, bring back that little style. Like, they had that little style for a minute. They done switched it up a little bit. You see them with Yeezys on. You see them with the NMDs on and shit. Go back to Versace. Get something that's not so loud, but it's still Versace, though. Mm-hmm. And have your own little, like, Migo line. The kids will eat that shit up. I wouldn't wear it because I'm too old for that shit.
My favorite Migo fits is the animal fur and shit out in the winter.
Oh, and the video
wolf heads and shit like
T-shirt
that.
T-shirt video, yeah, that was hard.
I'm sold on that. I'm good. That's what I want. I want me one of them big wolf coats. With a big wolf head on the like goddamn hood.
I forgot too. Nick Cannon was the creative director at Radio Shack.
Nick Cannon bought Radio Shack.
Nigga, I could buy Radio Shack.
That's some.
Where is Radio Shack at?
When is he bought he didn't buy one. He bought all of them.
Nigga, when is the? There's only one left. Nah. When is the last time you went to Radio Shack?
I didn't even know they existed. I didn't know there were still Radio Shacks in the world.
That's my point. They're literally but a shack.
Nick Cannon bought all of them.
Dude, that didn't take much. That but was Trump change.
Think about it, though.
And I don't believe that.
A small chain of, like, it's established. We know what Radio Shack is, even though we joke around with it. If it was thrown up and they'd be like, I get you for this real dirt ball cheap, I'd buy it too.
Just to say you own Radio Shack?
Nah, I shake it off Radio Shack. You got to put something together. Dude. It's an electronic store. This 2017, dude. Hook up with somebody who's bigger than Nick Cannon and shake it. Nick Cannon got plenty of plugs. Don't do him like that now.
Dude.
The funniest people in the game come up through Nick Cannon.
We go to Best Buy for the electronics, dog.
That's why you got to get Kevin Hart pumping the Radio Shack shit.
He can't afford that. That's not in the budget.
Kevin Hart came up through him. You owe me, nigga. Wildin' out, nigga. You remember that? You remember me, nigga? Yes, nigga. See this contract? You still owe me. Come do this Radio Shack commercial real quick.
It'll never happen.
DC Young Fly, Radio Shack commercial. Thank you. All y'all wildin' out niggas. Everybody ate off this.
And I'm still not going to Radio Shack for shit. There's absolutely nothing I need to go to Radio Shack for that's not available on Amazon Prime or Best Buy.
If I'm Nick Cannon, man, it's a good buy. Especially some Mariah Carey money anyway.
All right, now, in that case, we can do that.
Yeah, see now. Man, did you see, like, before we out here, did you see the picture with her and YG?
Mariah Carey and YG? Well, nah, I ain't see. Was they
you
booed
didn't
up?
You see that?
Nah. What, it was hugged up or something?
She has a new single.
Okay.
Featuring YG.
Wow.
Exactly. And she's like sprawled out in the back of the whip, top down, bikini on, 46-year-old Mariah Carey YG's driving.
Mariah Carey can get it, though. Don't do that.
But you Mariah Carey, dude. You ain't got to do this. You don't got to do records with YG. No disrespect to YG.
For sure.
But you don't gotta do this.
Maybe you do.
No.
Maybe J Lo has
you
to do records with Drake.
You can sit your ass down.
Maybe Mariah has to do records with YG.
Mariah Carey.
Maybe that's where we at in 2017.
Mariah, first of all, J Lo didn't do no records with Drake.
I'm like, it's coming. Don't worry about it.
Nah, it's not.
Trust me.
He got clipped out. He got caught with the porn star. It's over. She did it all. That she hurt. J Lo's hurt, dude. She real life hurt. Like, they had a whole, look, there was a whole little thing. I was flicking through the channels on Hollywood Tonight and everything. She hurt.
Hollywood Tonight.
Yeah, whatever it is.
You watch.
On CBS or all that shit. Like, Hollywood Tonight. What is it? Entertainment Tonight. Whatever.
I don't watch that shit.
TMZ, all of that. She hurt.
I don't watch that shit.
Well, if you don't watch it, I'm here to report to you that J-Lo is hurt behind the Drake shit. And it's no songs coming out ever. There's no J-Lo and Drake songs ever going to happen.
Speaking of new shit coming out.
What we got?
This Friday, Big Sean. I decided.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, I need to hear it. I need to hear it right now.
I cannot wait.
I seen the track list. Track list look good. Not too many features. Not too many songs.
Yes.
Just the right amount. one or two features. He ain't R&B me to death. Man, got like one or two little R&B features. I'm fucking with the track list.
He can't let me down, man. Big Sean, please do not let us down. This is your moment.
I agree.
This is your shot.
Nah, the two singles go dumb hard.
That's a
though.
Fact. That
I
is
got
a
the
fact.
Moves. I got the mood. I guess you're banging. Bounce back, banging. Yeah. If this is some slaw, I'm going to be shocked.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. Also, Gucci Mane dropped his EP called 3 for Free.
Was it three songs?
Yeah. Okay. For free. It's just on all the mixtape apps.
Gucci's just going to shuck it out as long as y'all let him, dude. I don't have no problem with it as long
we know
as
you don't.
Mainstream America continue to accept Gucci and the shucks and rolling out an album every 3 months with 34 songs on it. That's cool with me. Because I'm a Gucci supporter.
Stan.
Supporter.
I
ain't necessarily listen to all these songs and this shit that coming out. But as long as he making money, all people feel like he rejuvenized and redone as a clone or whatever it may be, I'm here for that. I fuck with the nigga that made it.
All three songs were produced by Shorty Rip, for those who keep a score. And his new album is on the way. It's called Drop Top Wop.
If you Jeezy, do you call Shorty Rip about that?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, you gotta let him live. Yeah, okay. Fuck it. Keep it moving. That shit old. Also, of course, Migos Culture is out. Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
What you thought?
It's a Migos album.
You taking too long to say it's that shit. It's fucking fire.
It's that what? Stop it.
What?
It's not you have to be pulling my leg talking about it's that shit and it's the fire.
It is.
It's
both.
It's a Migos album.
What does that mean?
That means it's cool for what it is.
No, don't.
I tuned in to hear Bad and Bougie, T-shirt.
You just want to hear singles.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. That's Migos, though. Migos make singles. I'm not going to listen to a rap album or deep cuts. I don't need sentimental music from the Migos, dude. They make T-shirt. They make Bad and Bougie. I love that from them. That's cool. In that sense, it was a great album.
The album bangers.
It's a good pregame album. It's a good turn-up album. If I'm riding somewhere, I ain't going to necessarily put that in. But if we drinking shots and we popping the Ace and we finna go celebrate being the shit at this podcast and stuff, then I love to put some Migos on.
First listing, I liked it, didn't love it, but I got to ride around with it Saturday.
You didn't ride around playing that Migos.
Hell yeah. What the fuck? That's the setting to listen to the Migos. Yeah, I rode around listening to it, and it's banging. It grew on me strong. I will say this, though.
So that's why you think it's a shit, because you rode around like,
yeah, it grew on me.
The new whip.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Okay, you had it turned all the way up.
Max.
Oh, okay.
It sounds good. It's only one or two songs I don't like.
I don't do that.
You should try that.
Nah.
Take them whack ass fucking Apple earbuds out of your ear. Play that shit in your car and ride around with the fucking windows down.
I have Beats. Go ahead. I have Beats.
Take them Radio Shack earphones off.
I got my Beats from Radio Shack. Shout out Nick Cannon, nigga.
Nah, but I will say this. It's a song called on there, number 11, called All Ass.
That's banging.
I need to go to the strip club immediately. And if that isn't playing in the next 20 minutes from when I walk in, we need to throw the DJ turntables out in the G-force. Fucking street and run them over.
I did need to hit it in G4. Is that what we win in Miami?
Yes.
Yeah, it got to be heard in G4.
I got to hit that in Magic City tomorrow. Slick. That all ass is banging.
Magic City overrated, though.
Well, who was Strokers, Magic City, pinups, whatever. We got options, dude.
We can do all of them, really. That's what we can do. Y'all want to contribute to this strip club fun? Look for the On Deck TV merch coming soon.
Absolutely, man. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Man, the Super Bowl, man. We doing a Super Bowl party. Niggas watching. I don't know what niggas do for the Super Bowl nowadays, so I'm just going to be posting.
Yeah,
because
your team ain't been in it in 40 years.
That's true. This is absolutely right, but we'll be there next year. with that being said, man, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl, chill out. What you got up?
Man, I have to go to Nashville for one day.
Man, you do
one night
a lot
only.
Of Nashville trips, bro.
Nelly is in town.
This nigga going to Nashville to see Nelly. I don't like Nelly. He's overrated.
You gonna let me get it out?
No, fuck no, you can't get it out. I don't like Nelly. You're the biggest Nelly fan on God's green earth.
You are.
You traveling 300 miles to go see Nelly. Go ahead.
You're going to let me finish it.
Go ahead.
He's at the symphony. Nelly at the symphony is dope. That adds a whole new level to it. If it was just Nelly.
If it was me, yeah.
With a mic.
It's different.
No.
You shit on Nelly every chance you get.
I'm going, me and the wifey, on the road trip to check out hip-hop at the symphony. Anytime those two genres mix, I'm there no matter who it is. Because I fuck with the symphony like that.
The symphony dope though.
That's what I'm so mad.
Whatever you do.
I wish this was Kanye at the symphony doing his shit. It would have been fire. But I'll take Nelly because he's not coming to the A for some reason.
If you've never been to the symphony before,
go.
Go, please. But when you buy your tickets, don't leave your number.
Oh my God, they're going to blow you the fuck
fucking
up.
Fucking Jesus Christ, a God
dude,
almighty,
they're
going to
blow your phone.
Do not leave your number with them people. But you will forget that you went to the symphony tough. Until they keep calling you and reminding you that they got different shit coming up. They will call you during lunch. They will call you during you when you first get to work. When you get off on a Saturday, it do not matter, dude.
Nah.
Don't leave your number. Buy symphony tickets. Go to the symphony. Indulge in that, but do not leave your number.
Write down somebody's number that you don't like.
And please, oh my goodness, that's the best prank in the world. Please.
They're going to be like, what the fuck?
Why y'all keep calling me about this symphony shit? No, I don't want to buy tickets, dude.
No, but I'm going to give everybody a first-hand review on what it was hitting on next week. He is hitting a couple more cities, so just in case. We got listeners, and it's coming in their city, and they want to know, do I need to fuck with it? I'm going to let them know what it's hitting on.
Let them know. And speaking of listeners in other cities, big shout-out to everybody listening to the Young JTV podcast, the new listeners, the shout-outs that we've received recently on Instagram, on iTunes. We want y'all to go rate. We want y'all to go subscribe. We want y'all to like. Leave comments. Tell us what y'all like. Tell us if you don't like it. We definitely want you to tell us that as well. But just leave a comment. Plugged In Podcast, shout-out to them, man.
Absolutely. What up, my
nigga? Shout-out on the iTunes the other day. So big shout-out to you for that, man.
Rob Lopez, too. I see you, buddy.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that, man. This is what this is all about. So from the On Deck TV Podcast, we appreciate everybody that listens.
And we are out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.